Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, this is John.
And this is Vince.
And we're Legends of Tabletop.
Creating legends one die at a time.
Check us out at legendsoftabletop.com.
Welcome, everyone, to the first podcast of the Polyhedron Society. My name is Tim. I'll be the Game Master for a Star Wars Edge of the Empire campaign. I'm going to go around the table here and kind of introduce everybody and ask them a couple of questions about their character. All right, so first we've got Steve. He'll be playing Draco. We'll learn more about all the characters later in a roleplay environment. Next, we have Jeremy. He is playing Lan. Kai. So we've got Claire. She will be playing Dr. Risker, who is a treat. And then next we have Cody, which I affectionately call Commander Cody. And he will be playing Vog. So the introduction part will pick up the crew of the last ride will be detained by Imperial Customs. And each one of you will be sitting in a small holding area, individual, so you can't speak to one another just yet. And an Imperial Customs officer and probably a couple of stormtroopers will come into the room, weapons at the ready, and they'll ask you a series of questions. So the first one we'll start with will be Steve, who again is playing Draco Revan. So the customs officer is a young man, well-groomed. He's got the little pork chop sideburns, or he's trying to. He looks like he's probably either lieutenant, most likely. I'm not sure how familiar you are with Imperial rank identifiers on their uniforms, but he's wearing that ugly gray uniform. The two stormtroopers come in with their blaster rifles up. The guy sits down at the table across from you, Draco, and he's like, before he even addresses you, and he's got a look of pure disgust on his face, Draco, he looks back at one of the stormtroopers and is like, can you get the air filtration system turned on in here? This Rodian's been in here quite a while waiting on us, and it smells quite pungent.
You're welcome.
You can turn it off, your stench?
No.
Oh.
I don't smell anything.
Obviously. The rest of us do. Okay, your name is Draco Raven. Revan, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. And you are a Rodian. Is Rodia your homeworld? Were you born on Rodia?
Sure.
That's an odd answer.
It's an odd question. Where were you born?
Corellia.
Congratulations.
Do you assume that all humans come from Corellia now? Because I do not assume that all Rodians are born on Rodia.
Humans should be the one to speak about that. You and your empire.
This is going to go well. Three today, just like this. Okay, Mr. Revan, what is your current occupation? What is your career? And by that, he means, and we're letting the listeners know what careers you have taken. So the format going forward should be, you know, I'm a bounty hunter, gadgeteer, or I'm a bounty hunter, gadgeteer, thief. You know, you would do your career first, your initial specialization, yeah, and any other specializations you may have bought. So what is your occupation, sir?
I'm a hired gun mercenary.
Okay, he types some stuff in to his data pad, and then he asks you, as he looks you up and down, what exactly does he see? Besides, obviously, a Rodian, but I mean, give us a description.
Draco is fairly tall for a Rodian. Has a kind of a large green mohawk, darker green than his normal
scales,
color.
Right. Don't forget any other marks, like, you know, tattoo markings, tribal markings, any piercings you might have or scars, anything that is relevant. When I first see you, what do I see?
About the only real distinguishing thing about Draco is just the amount of white scarring that he has all over his body. He has been through the ringer and back.
Okay. It looks like he's lived a rough life then.
He has.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to tell us, the listeners, or this Imperial officer about yourself that we might need to know?
The only thing that Draco, that you'll find out as we play, that Draco is extremely apathetic. He is has a very bad attitude, just does not care for authority, being told what to do. I guess his only real
saving... Which has been proven in the past.
Yes. His only real saving grace is he's very loyal to his friends.
Okay. Does, and this is out of character, does Draco have an arrest record that might show up on an Imperial inquiry?
He does not, because he has spent most of his time on the Outer Rim worlds where it's not heavily patrolled.
Sure.
He worked under Mohan the Hutt for at least a few years since he struck out on his own, so no real Imperial records anyway.
Right. And since he was working for the Hutts, at least Mohan, then most likely he wouldn't even have been arrested for the things he was doing, because it would have been under the watchful eye of some fat slug.
Yeah, and they're not going to take him in alive, or at least conscious.
Interesting. The rest of you guys might want to remember that little nugget of information in case you decide you want to surrender.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Right. The scene cuts to a different room, and it looks like it's extremely cramped, whereas Draco is thin and tall. You know, the room is still small, but when you go into the room where Vog sits, it's very claustrophobic at this point because Vog is so massive. The officer comes in. When he does, he pokes his head in and just looks in disbelief. Sticks his head back out of the room and checks, like, the identifier of the room to make sure he's at the right room. Looks at his data pad, looks back at Vog. His shoulders kind of slump, and he proceeds into the room. He instructs the stormtroopers to leave the door open but stand out in the hallway. And as he sits down, he's like, "My, you're a big one. I've got you down as Vog." What was your last name again?
Drosh.
Drosh. He looks at this towering Trandoshan, who also is, for a Trandoshan, you're quite healthy, or as Trandoshans would call it, morbidly obese, maybe? Are you morbidly obese or just obese?
As far as a Trandoshan would be concerned, morbidly so.
Right. So he's got that part. He asks you, so what's your occupation, sir?
Hired gun, marauder.
And as he looks you over, and he has to really kind of go out of his way to see, you know, your left side or your right side because you're just so massive. What exactly are we looking at? What do we see here?
Vog is the largest Trandoshan you've ever seen. He's over 2.2 meters in height and extremely wide, brawny looking creature. I guess they would have they've confiscated his weapons clearly, but what about armor? I guess that he's wearing.
I don't think they would have taken that because it's not like you guys are under arrest. You guys are not. They have no suspicions. Right. They're just doing like a general shakedown of the vessel. So.
All right. He's got kind of sandstone colored scales that have kind of faded as it goes down. He's got, you know, large three-toed hands that end in gnarled claws. His face, he's got a scar that runs down the right side of his face that actually seems to take a chunk out of his lips, like a gator. Even with his mouth's closed on that side, you can still see his teeth. And he wears armor that basically looks like medieval scale mail that's kind of just strapped over his normal clothing.
Okay, I think that's probably sufficient. Anything else that you would need either this officer or the listeners or even your crew members to know about Vog specifically? Anything? You know, he's scared of mice, he hates cheese, he loves...
He loves to eat. As can clearly seen by his physique, he's given up a lot of his old bad habits and has replaced them with a love for food. He comes from a long history of violence, but is trying extremely hard to kind of forge a newer, better path. But oftentimes in this galaxy, it's proven that might makes right, and he's often pushed into positions where he has to use his natural strength to solve problems.
Okay, so he definitely has, just like Draco, lived a pretty violent existence up until this point.
Very much so.
Okay.
He doesn't care where Vosh was born.
Oh, yeah. Where was Vog Drosh? Where were you born?
I was born on a slaver ship, the Red Queen.
The officer looks like he's sharing a private, he only knows the punchline kind of joke, the look on his face. And he just, you know, kind of smirks, like a knowing smile, like I know. And then the scene cuts to a young human sitting in a cell, or not a cell, but a holding room, an interview room. The officer comes in, sits down, and he's like, his whole demeanor is different towards Lan Kai than it was towards Draco or Vog. He's more friendly and more open, you know, with a personal greeting like, you know, good morning, Lan Kai. You're the captain of the last ride?
That is correct.
Yes, welcome. Sorry, and he apologizes. Sorry to have to detain you and your crew, but we're kind of doing a shakedown of vessels coming in looking for smugglers and things. So you are obviously a human. He goes, where were you? Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Coruscant. And, of course, with the accent, it's Southern Coruscant.
Right. Like Vog is from the southern part of the Red Queen.
Exactly.
And Draco is from the southern part of Sure.
Sure.
Do they speak Rodian in Sure?
Let me tell you something.
Rodian, do they speak it? Okay, so Captain.
Sure ain't no planet I ever heard of.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so, Captain, what's your profession? What's your occupation, sir?
Well, since I'm talking to the listeners and not an Imperial officer, really.
Right. So you can tell the officer whatever lie you need to tell him.
Absolutely.
And you can tell the listeners that whatever you want to tell
them. Right. I'm a smuggler thief or procurer of goods is what I like to say.
That's what you're telling.
Yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
That's what you're telling the listeners. But now the officer, what do you tell him?
I'm a freelance merchant.
So you're basically, you guys are a tramp freighter.
Yes.
Crew. Okay. Any distinguishing features or anything that description-wise that you would like to... Well, I tell you what. Tell us what we see when we look at you.
Well, he's a younger guy. He has brown hair. Darker brown, comes just past his collar. He does have that shaggy look that's popular in the outer rim with a little soul patch. Nothing really distinguishing other than that. No scars, no tattoos. He's pretty nondescript. He likes to blend in with everybody else. He doesn't like to stand out.
Sure.
He does have a pretty optimistic personality, though. He is kind of a happy-go-lucky personality.
Okay. All right.
Not that this officer will know, but he did attend the Imperial Academy on Coruscant, but had to drop out for personal reasons. And if you're interested in that, you can find that at thepolyhedronsociety.com under the bios and find out a little bit more about each character.
Yeah, definitely. You guys definitely need to check that out.
Let me just pick that name back up. Sorry, I dropped it.
Oh, yeah. We want to drop it some more. Yeah. Heck yeah. Check it out. All the bios are there for all the characters along with most of the artwork. I'm a slacker. I've got one finished. I just need to get it scanned in and passed along to Jeremy to put into the...
Oh, you have one of Lan?
Yeah. It's pretty good. So how long were you in the Imperial Academy?
for 2 years.
So you have some 2 years worth of insider knowledge of Imperial operations and protocol and things of that nature.
Right.
Okay. So the scene wipes to a extremely nervous looking Bothan. And I think it's worth noting his description as the initial part of the interaction. So because it's so profound, kind of like Voggs had a little bit of, because of his massive size. But when we go into Dr. Risker's room, I'm sure his appearance probably overshadows everything else about the scene first. So if you'll give us a description of what we see.
Well, first off, the officer doesn't see anybody at first. And while that's a little bit of a concern...
Is he invisible?
No, he's under the table. And like as soon as he hears that door open, you hear a... as he hits his head on the table, looks up, and you see like huge, like, dog ears perk up as this scared, terrified, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Shedding Bothan just looks over the table with big, wide eyes of fear. And Dr. Risker is probably the most disgusting looking Bothan you'll ever see. He has patches of fur missing in his face. There's like a little bit of his ear missing on the left side. His clothes are absolutely disgusting, whereas like Lan's outfit was nice, Vog's outfit was nice. His look like they've just been pulled out of the trash as he got like dried bits of like vomit, what could be blood or dirt, you can't really tell. And he's like extremely thin too. So his clothes, not only are they like disgusting, they hang off him, so he has to like work hard to like roll his sleeves up to his elbows.
Cuff them. You have to cuff your sleeves so that
you can see his claws.
See your hands.
And as soon as he sees that officer, his ears fall back and he just starts shaking uncontrollably like he's about to like have a heart attack. And yeah, that's what he looks like. You're welcome.
The look on the guy's face is part disgust mixed with heavy dose of pity. Because he's just like, he's pretty sure he's probably looking at the most pathetic creature he has ever seen. And how he acts is odd. He, with the other three, and you don't know this, but with the other three members of the crew, he sat down at the table with them. This time he just kind of stands there. And just looks around the room and not in bewilderment, but just like, he don't even know what to do at this point. You threw him such a loop.
I should have cried.
So he looks at his data pad, and we have your name as Dr. Risker. What was your last name again?
Basil.
Dr. Basil.
Well, I mean...
Is that accredited? Are you actually a doctor? Is that just a nickname that you've been given?
I mean, I know I don't exactly look much like a doctor, but yes, I went to school for 4 years and got myself a doctor. Yes.
For 4 years?
Yeah, well, I... was it 4 hours? It was six. Sorry, my...
You sure it wasn't veterinary school? Well, it may be different in the Star Wars universe. I don't know. Right.
8, 15,
all the different species. I don't know. It took me 20 years to become a doctor.
Good thing I'm a long-lived species.
Right.
Maybe that's why all the doctors are robots.
So, Dr. Basil, when you say you don't look much like a doctor, I would beg to differ. You don't look anything like a doctor. You look more like a hobo.
I do?
Yes, sir. There's a crime taking place right before my very eyes.
Oh.
You're perpetrating a fraud. You claim to be a doctor, but there is no way that you could possibly be a doctor.
His, like, ears fall even lower, and you can kind of see his, like, lip quiver as you, like, see his heart break right in front of you, you cad. Well, it's just... I've had hard times, you know? I mean, I haven't had much time to clean myself up for this. I mean, this was such a surprise, and I've had quite a busy year, and it's just,
And Dr. Risker, as we call him, even though the Imperial officer is calling him by his last name, he goes by Dr. Risker to the rest of us. He scratches his face, and I saw you do that. Mm-hmm. As he scratches his face, you're not sure if it's dander or fleas or chunks of flesh, you know, just kind of fluffing off in the air. Yeah, it's pretty hardcore, pretty disgusting, because you do have those dry, mangy patches and, you know, the thin fur and...
Yeah, that white table's like cressing with my like brown gray fur now.
Oh, you said brown gray fur. I thought she was going to say brown gravy.
Brown gravy.
I love like, some brown gravy in my tunic for you.
Maybe that's what that stain is. Who knows?
Oh, you are disgusting. So, Dr. Basel, where were you born?
Oh, his eyes kind of light up at the change of topic because, you know, being told he's not a doctor. Well, I was originally born on Bathui, you know, the home planet, but then at a very young age, my family moved to Centaurus, you know, the trade planet in the mid-Ram. Oh, it's a beautiful place. Have you ever been there?
He looks at you and draws out the silence and says, simply and matter-of-factly, no.
Oh.
So obviously you're claim to be a doctor, but tell the listeners what you actually are as far as your career and specialization.
I am a hired gun. No.
Wait a minute.
I'm a
soldier infiltrator. What's the infiltrator? What career is that? Is it diplomat? No. Spy. I'm a spy infiltrator.
Spy saboteur.
Despite what everyone thinks, I am a colonist doctor. Yeah, legit.
Right. So the Imperial officer asks you, you know, what's your occupation?
I work on the ship as the medical professional.
Oh, you really are a doctor.
Yes, that's what I've been saying.
Wonders never cease.
Mm-mm. And he looks, a little alarm goes off on his data pad, like he's just finished uploading a file or whatever he was doing has completed. And he looks down at it and starts tabbing through the whatever information he's looking at and goes, oh, yeah, here it is. Your credentials, you actually are a doctor. And he looks just as surprised as...
If not slightly terrified.
If not slightly terrified. And then he looks at your crusty hands.
With my cracked claws and everything. And one that looks like it's been half chewed off.
Right, he looks at your hands. And then he looks up at you. Looks back at his data pad. Looks back at your hands. And just shakes his head.
Oh.
Oh my god, that actually treats people.
You know what's funny?
And I thought we were evil.
Vog went before me, and he's got that huge scar on his face, so, you know, you can only imagine.
That might be how he got it. Dr. Risker rolled a despair on his,
I just needed help taking my contacts out.
You're gonna need to open your mouth. Why?
So that's... I could check your breathing.
That's horrible. Is there anything else that we might need to know about Dr. Risker that hasn't been revealed, either the audience or the group or the officer?
Well, Dr. Risker clearly looks very questionable and everything, but he's a very decent Bothan man. I mean, he wants to look out for the best of other people. That's why he's a doctor. And, you know, despite how grotesque how he looks today and, like, how he shivers and shakes, there's, like, a huge reason for that. But I won't tell you right now, because that'll slowly... Knowing my luck, my obligation will be rolled soon, and then you'll find out more.
Yes, you are the most unlucky person about that I have ever seen. Okay, so, with that, they, each of you... Well, is the... As the Imperial officer leaves the room, he, before the door can shut, he's got the two stormtroopers there, and as the door is shutting, you can hear him say, once the Bothan leaves that room, please sterilize. The door shuts. You have just enough time to hear that.
I cry. I weep.
And soil yourself.
No.
Peed.
Now the people will know that I was here.
Oh, the people will know. They will know. Okay, so at that point, you guys are taken all back to the ship and released into the wild. to do whatever. And that's where we can stop the introduction and we can move into the game.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network, bringing you the geek.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.